Hello, and welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who's recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller. I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com. Today, I have with me Sergio. Sergio is a retired Army major with multiple deployments as a military advisor to foreign countries in conflict areas. He's also a published author and expert in guerrilla warfare. He decided to go back to school to earn a master's in clinical mental health in order to someday help combat veterans and others suffering the effects of trauma. Sergio, I'm so glad that you're here. Really had the privilege of getting to know you a lot through the group tutoring sessions, and I was thrilled when I heard that you passed. So thanks for being here and congrats.
Oh, thank you very much for this invitation and the opportunity to convey to others who are also, you know, looking to pass the exam and prepare well for it. And this is a perfect opportunity for it. So thank you for this.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you took the exam this past Saturday. It's September 2023, right?
So that's right, September 16th.
Mm-hmm. September 16th. And that's right. So you took the exam on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it was a good choice and I would recommend it for others. Especially taking it sometime after lunch. Mine was at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to wake up late that morning and have a good lunch, right? And relax and then leisurely go into the area where you're gonna be testing and then just take it. As opposed to doing it during the week, right? Yeah. Maybe you took half a day off or something like that. But I really recommend a Saturday evening.
So you were able to have just kind of the whole day to focus on getting ready to sit down and do it, not have to worry about other responsibilities and things like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And so just walk us through your experience, right? You went to an actual testing center, correct?
That's right. Yeah. This is actually not the first time that I've taken it.
Okay.
I took it at a different location this time. I just made for a different drive, more leisurely drive. I think that also helped to relax me a little bit.
Good.
And I think that made a difference.
Okay. So did you find out right away after you finished the exam if you had passed or not?
I did not know. They did give me my raw score versus the score that they were, the number of questions that they were going to be reviewing.
Okay.
Right. And I thought I was going to have to wait 3 or 4 weeks for it. But the next day on Sunday, I got an email from the MBCC stating that my scores were in and my results. And so I logged in and it told me, the system told me that I had passed.
Yeah.
To this day, this is a week later now. I don't know what the cutoff score, but it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. As long as you were above it, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's important for me to emphasize that I score significantly higher as a result of your system and your process and your methodologies.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I want to hear more about specific things that worked for you. But first, I want to hear how you celebrated. Like, what did you do when you saw that passing score?
I smoke a cigar.
Okay.
Lay back and smoke a cigar.
Yeah. All right.
Normally I have about one cigar once a month, and I had already had one the week before.
Gotcha.
But I just had to have another one.
Had to treat yourself with another cigar. Oh, I hope it was a good
absolutely.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do that. You have to celebrate.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. And everybody celebrates differently. Like some people, they want a steak dinner. Other people are just, I've had some people tell me that they've just jumped up and down and hooting and hollering. And that doesn't seem like your style necessarily, but cigar.
No, but I also have a steak every Friday anyway. So
okay. There you go. Yeah.
I had to do something different.
Something different. I love it. Okay. That's so great. As you were preparing, like with your studying and things like that, what are some of the things that you did that helped you to really feel successful on test day?
Well, that's a good question. And I actually, once I started going through the first probably 15 to 20 questions, I felt so at ease and so confident that I was answering a lot of these questions correctly. Mm-hmm. And I can attribute that to the methodology that your program has. So for example, you take a full-length test, and then you record the percentages for each chapter. Right. Mm-hmm. And based on that, you order them in reverse order, you know, the lowest percentage at the top, which means that you concentrate on those first and even more time. That's what I did. Concentrated more time on those chapters where I did the worst, I guess.
Yeah.
And then once I completed that whole iteration of the 13 chapters of your manual, I took the test again, the full length test.
Yeah.
And then again, I, you know, based on the scores, I ranked order them, and then I studied those chapters first, and I went through every single chapter. And by about the third time that I did this, I felt pretty confident with yours, even though I thought that your exam was a little bit tougher than another set of exams that I had prepared for on the previous test.
Yeah,
I think yours was harder, but I'm really impressed with the manual that you have.
Okay.
I had purchased the Blumenthal book before, a really thick book, and other manuals as well. But I think yours was spot on. It gave a lot of information, but very specific information. In my view, just what I needed to know.
Good.
Right.
Good.
A lot of the superfluous stuff was left out, and I thought that was very important. Particularly because I only had several weeks to prepare.
Right.
And so your testing methodology, your preparation methodology, concentrating on those sections that you do the worst, consistently working on those, and the full-length exams. But also one of the advice that you gave me was to memorize the calculations associated with the bell curve. And in fact, that was the very first thing I did. It took me about 7 minutes to do it. But it was well worth it. So I sat down during the test, and I, with the sheet that they gave me, I, you know, by memory, I wrote down the entire calculations for the bell curve.
Yeah.
And it was a lot easier to answer the questions that way. And I knew for a fact that every answer that I gave was the correct answer.
Yeah.
Based on that.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that you did that.
Yeah, sorry. And also the Tuesday meetings that we had, which you would allow us the opportunity to ask questions about what we had, you know, read throughout that week and in our testing processes. So those three major things, I believe, made a quintessential difference compared to a previous program that I had used and in my own studies as well.
Wow, that's so great to hear. And you know, you're not the first person to mention that the practice exams that we offer at NCE Exam Prep, you know, maybe they are a little bit more difficult, but you know, that can also be encouraging, you know, because if you're doing well on my exam, then you know, from what people report, they tend to do well on the actual NCE also. So no practice exam is perfect. Nobody really knows, you know, what nobody can tell you this is exactly what you're going to see on the exam. It's just kind of our best guess. So
yeah, but it generally is a good approach for something like this, and it's kind of like Army training, right? You train harder than what you may actually experience in real operations.
Yeah,
right? Because that's it's a good remedy up front, right?
Right.
Train in the worst way that you can, right? I mean, the most challenging. In every aspect of it, so that when you see the real thing, it's not as traumatizing as something like that is in reality.
Yeah. And people have said the NCE can be kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, not trying to compare that with trauma that combat vets have, of course. I think overtraining is a good idea. And you know, that's part of the reason that we do the simulated exams, is because if you've never sat through a 3 hour and 45 minute test, when test day comes, the type of stamina and, you know, the mindset that you have to be in order to endure through that whole 200 question test, there's a real struggle there, right? So the tendencies that each individual has after, say, 100 questions, right? When you get into that brain fog and you're just not thinking well anymore, we need to know what that feels like before we get to the actual NCE.
That's right. That's right. And so sitting through those 3 hours repeatedly, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, I was doing that a lot, and not only mm-hmm. with yours, but other exam that I had myself. It's kind of like preparing for a marathon, and really mm-hmm. those 3 hours is a marathon, right?
Yeah.
And marathoners, professional, they run more than 26 miles mm-hmm. in a day, right? And sure. so this, I kind of saw this as the same thing. You know, I got to practice for this marathon test that I'm going to do, not yeah. only in actually sitting here at my desk, mm-hmm. right, and working with this computer, but also exercising what I've learned and what I've retained, and right. challenging myself constantly. And it showed that every time I was improving. So yeah. it's a good methodology.
Awesome. So on Saturday, when you took the test, did you find yourself feeling stressed or anxious at all as you were sitting
no.
there?
No, not at all. Really? Like I said, okay. I had put myself through the paces with your system. And, you know, I was constantly on my free time, I guess, in between work and other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, I was studying, I was reading something, or I was doing flashcards. I felt very well prepared. And, you know, especially once I started, I felt a lot of confidence in what I was doing and how I was answering things.
Good.
So it was good.
Looking back, do you feel like there's anything that you would do differently?
Absolutely. I would have started with your program before taking the first test. So I highly recommend it. I think that no student should go into taking the NCE without this preparation. Because like I said, I had paid for a previous one and I thought I learned a lot, and I did, but it just didn't prepare me well for the exam. You know, another difference that you brought to the table was sort of, I forgot what you call it, but essentially there were techniques for testing. And I think that's key mm-hmm. here, because in my humble opinion, this test should be completely modified, the NCE, because mm-hmm. it's not really testing my knowledge. In my view, is testing more of my ability to take this test. Okay. And I think that's not only unfair, but I think it's just, it kind of getting to, you know, the idea of content validity, right? To me, it's not a valid test, because it's not really testing my knowledge. It's really testing my ability to take this particular test.
I see.
Right. And I think that we're missing a whole lot there. You know. And I think it should be revamped. But gotcha. you know, you have a technique, and I think there's like 10 to 15 different ways to look at a question. When you don't know the question, here are some things that you might be able to try.
Right.
As opposed to blindly guessing, you provided at least some methodology for narrowing down to at least two possible answers. And sure. I think that made a difference as well.
Sure.
Something that I have not seen anywhere else.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening, Sergio's referring to, there's a little webinar we did on answering methodologies. And there's a handful of strategies that really, they don't have anything to do with the content. It's just, how do we approach a question and the answers? Because the way that the questions are written, you know, people say all the time, the NCE is a reading test, and you really have to pay close attention to how things are worded. And when test designers are creating these questions and answers, you know, they know how you might want to answer. And so they're going to include incorrect answers that match your faulty thinking, right? And so how to spot those? Like, if you have two answers that are opposites, one is the correct and one's the incorrect, they're going to have an opposite of the correct answer, because you might think that that's the actual answer. And so just being able to be aware of some of those are some of those answering methods that we teach.
That's right. And because I thought that your exams were a little bit harder than other prep exams that I've taken, mm-hmm. it gives you the opportunity to apply these strategies. Yeah. You know, And sure, it's going to take you longer, but the point is to apply the lessons that you're learning from this particular methodology, right? So if you don't know the answer because you don't remember, then okay, here's my list of 10 to 15 mm-hmm. strategies. Mm-hmm. You know, does it meet this criteria? Yes, no. And then you move on to the next. And so over time, as you do this, you know, I was able to do this by memory at that point.
Right, right.
An excellent exercise.
That's a great way of looking at it. And we want to create opportunities to use these skills when you don't have to use them, so that when you sit down for the NCE, they are just natural, right? You don't even have to think about them. We offer the full length exam, the practice exam, in a simulated mode, which is timed, and in a study mode, which is untimed. And so you're not going to be cut off at 3 hours and 45 minutes. And that study mode really is a great time to really think through and use those answering methods and become familiar with how to use them. Because it does take a little bit more time, but as you said, the more practiced you are, it becomes more natural to where you can even employ those techniques without even thinking about it.
That's right. And I employed the study mode every time I took your exams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, it was more important for me to learn to apply these techniques, for example, mm-hmm. as well as the material that your manual provides. It was more important for me to get those things right versus you know, trying to hurry up and get it done within X amount of time. And I'll tell you, in the actual exam, I think I still had like 18 minutes left.
Okay.
Even though I took my time and applied these strategies.
Yeah.
And that's another concept that, you know, that I learned in the Army, and that is slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Hmm. Right. So if you train slow, like in the study mode, mm-hmm. but you get it right and you do it consistently with practice, it's going to get smooth. You're going to get smooth and smooth is going to be fast.
Right. Right. Where you can just kind of glide right through it. Nice and easy.
That's right. But you do it with confidence and you know that you're answering the many more questions correctly.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Okay. We may have to incorporate that into some of our study methods. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Very, very cool. Awesome. Okay. So last question. I'm really curious if you were sitting here talking with somebody who's about to take the test and you only have 30 seconds to share with them something really valuable or encouraging, what would you want to say to them if you just had one last little opportunity to really send them on their way with something important?
Trust what you know. And don't think about, you know, the previous questions. Keep moving. If you absolutely need to go back once you're done, then do so. But feel confident that you got the right answer and apply what you learn.
Love it. I think that's great. Great advice. Great advice. Cool. Well, Sergio, thank you so much for joining me. Really enjoyed this time and definitely excited to hear about where your career takes you now that you've got this test out from under your belt.
That's right. Well, thank you very much again for your system. It absolutely made the difference. And I know that it will make the difference for any other student. And thank you for this opportunity to convey what I learned and this message.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
NCE Exam Prep seeks to provide quality, reliable, and easy-to-use preparation material to help test takers confidently pass the National Counseling Exam. For more information, go to nceexamprep.com.